Okay, good morning, Pat. This is Jim, K9DXL in La Pointe up in Lake Superior. And, yeah, we're using the usual lash up here today. We've got the HX50A and receiving on the 75S3. Mike's a D104. Using an AL811H amp to do a little bit of the heavy lifting. And the antenna's a full wave loop. And just a comment here, two comments. First of all, hello to Anna, if you're still listening in. I lived in Charlotte and worked at a television station there for a brief time, and I quite fondly remember the annual ice storm that Charlotte would get. And then the second comment I have, somebody mentioned, I forget who it was, but somebody said, you know, they're going to upgrade their HT-37 to an HT-37A by the use of a black Sharpie on the front panel. And no, that's not authorized. The factory authorized method to upgrade your anything, really, from a plain whatever it is to an A suffix, you have to use Dymo tape. Yes, the plastic embossed red Dymo tape, and stick that on the front panel, and it really isn't a fully accepted mod until one or more of the edges of the plastic start curling away from the panel. And then, of course, for the true vintage look, the thing falls off, and you have a sticky residue that nothing will take off. So I strongly, strongly recommend, if you must upgrade your HT-37 to a 37A, use the red plastic Dymo tape. And with that, we'll turn it back to you, Pat. WB9GKZ and the Vintage Sideband Net, K9DXL.